Malachim Beis Perachav Dalad Pasuk Zion. In the aftermath of the death of the wicked king Jehoiakim, who had been put there on the throne by Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, but who had been caused to be let off in chains on occasion to remind him who his master was after he after there was a rebelliousness, I believe from his brother who had rebelled. But now Jehoiachin, his son, is going to be the king. And to show the rising power of Babylon, we see that the king of Mitzrayim no longer exited his land, was unwilling to come out. He stopped crossing his own borders. Because the king of Babylonia had conquered everything from the Nahar Mitzrayim, the stream of Egypt, all the way up until the Euphrates River. All of this territory which had belonged to the king of Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, the reason that we mentioned this at this point is because Jehoiakim was hoping for help from him. But the Pharaoh of Egypt was too frightened to leave his boundaries because he had been whipped soundly by the new empire of Babel, which is brand new. It's only going to last three generations from Nebuchadnezzar, his son, and his grandson. But they had been absolutely dominated by the Babylonians. And Rashi says this was in the fourth year of Jehoiakim at the Carchemish battle that we mentioned a few days ago. And so now the king of Mitzrayim is scared of his own shadow. It's lost its hold over the Middle East, over the region. Paro has no power to tell the people of Yehuda who to crown. They are completely under the control of Bavel. Bavel has conquered the entire land of Eretz Yisrael and everything to the north, as well as a big chunk of it to the south. But Nachal Mitzrayim is the southern boundary of the Holy Land, and so we know that he didn't enter Egypt proper, Nebuchadnezzar, but one suspects that he could have if he wanted to topple Mitzrayim entirely and possibly bring great instability to the entire region. So this is going to stay the same way, Radak says, until the days of Melech Tzidkiyahu, that the king of Mitzrayim is going to be scared for an extended period of time. There's 11, 12 years to go before he's going to feel at all remotely confident. But in the meantime, Pasukei ben Shmona Esrei Shana Jehoiachin b'molcho. So King Jehoiachin is a new, fresh, young face. He is 18 years old when he becomes king. When Jehoiakim dies, not to be buried with his forefathers. And how long does Jehoiachin last? Shlosha chadashim malach b'Yerushalayim. He lasted a whopping 3 months in Jerusalem. B'shem imo nechushta vas elna son mirushalayim. And his mother's name was Nechushta, the daughter of Elna san from Yerushalayim. 3 months. Now it says he was 18 when he became king. In Divrei Yamim it says he was 8 years old when he became king. And he reigned for 3 months and 10 days. So there are explanations given. Some say that he was appointed a co-regent when he was 8 years old, shortly after Jehoiakim himself became king, because he saw a lot of politics being played in the succession, and he was hoping to influence it to make sure his son took over. Some say that the 8 years is not the age of Jehoiachin when he became king, but the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, that it was 8 years since the divine decree that Yerushalayim was going to be destroyed. The end 10 days, some say, means 10 years. So it was going to be from 8 to 18, so it would stem with the psukim here in Malachim. Now it says 10 days, for it to mean 8 years is a little strange. Sometimes yamim means years. So either way, a little bit of a contradiction to Divrei Hayamim. But nevertheless, 18-year-old Jehoiachin is only going to last for 3 months. Now, he takes over from a reign that was truly terrible. Rabbi Israel says, to summarize, Jehoiakim's ignominious reign was characterized by deep corruption and a thorough deafness to God's word. Even a cursory reading of Sefer Yirmiyah demonstrates the degree to which God sounded the alarm of a foreboding catastrophe to a king and a nation that were unable and unwilling to conceive of the grim events to come. We are now less than a dozen years away from the Churban Beis HaMikdash, or approximately a dozen years away from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The whole thing is going to fall apart. And Jehoiachin reigns for only 3 months. And he comes to power into a city under siege. Because as we're going to see in Pasuk Yud, Nebuchadnezzar is coming to besiege Jerusalem. But in the meantime, the 18-year-old boy who you would figure, surely there's got to be some good quality in this untried, callow youth. But there is none. Tes vayas harabeni Hashem, kichol asher asa aviv.